We're doing the Tivot Shalom on Parashat Lech Lecha, the section which is entitled La'anatcha u'Tovatcha. And we had learned that the Slonim Rebbe asked, what was so great about this test? God tells him, go to the land of Israel, and God tells him, it'll be much better for you there. Why is this a test altogether? Why is this a more difficult test than the first test? Logic would seem to dictate that if this is test number two, it is more difficult. And then we saw that he expanded on the question, and then he basically said that the test over here was that God wasn't forcing him to do it. God said, if you want to go, it'll be for your good. And not only did Avram go, but his focus in going was doing God's will. That was what we've seen thus far in a nutshell. Uvezeh, says the Netivot Shalom, Uvezeh haita ma'alaya teira al hanisayon harishon be'ur kastim. And in this, there was an elevation over the first test in the fires of Ur Kasdim. The Ur Kasdim and the fires of the Kasdim, Hayani Sayon Shin Mesirut Nefesh, Shegufo Lonechshav Etzlo Liklum, Be'ahavato Et Hashem Yitbarach. Over there, the test was, will he give up his life? He was willing to be thrown into the burning furnace, but not concede, not give in on his belief that God is running the world. And over there the test was, is he willing to give up his life, make it that his body is nothing compared to his love for God? Ach b'nisayon shelech lecha. But in the test where God tells him, go to the land that I will show you, huvtechu lo havtachot b'inyanim gashmiim. Then God comes around after Avram has reached a point where he's shown that the physical world is not what interests him. He's willing to give up his whole life on the principles of monotheism. And now God tells him, go and I'll make it good for you physically. I'll make it that in the physical world you'll have the amenities. Vegam nadrigot ruchaniyot. And you'll also have elevations, you'll be elevated spiritually. And even these 2 points, moving up spiritually, moving up economically, gaining in the physical world, even in the spiritual world, was all negligible by Avram compared to his love of God. El ha'aretz asher areka. And as the verse says over here, God tells him, go to the land that I will show you. V'ikshu ha'mefarshim, and the commentaries ask, heichan matzinu she'era lo ha'kadosh baruch hu et ha'aretz eileha yelech. Where do we find that God showed him? God tells him, go to the land I will show you. You read the verses, it doesn't say God showed him. Where did that part of the story happen? Shekatuv rak lech lecha me'artzecha ve'lo ne'emar lo le'an. For the verse simply says, go from your land, and Avram is not told where he should go to. U'mefaresha seforno. So the seforno explains, el ha'aretz asher areka. When God tells him, go to the land that I will show you, ritzono lomar, what he means to say, ha'aretz, the land, ba et ra'e eilecha b'mar'ot elokim, the land in which I will appear to you in godly apparitions, godly visions. Shekan haya elav ha'dibur rak bevchinat vayomer Hashem el Avram velo k'tiv vayera elav Hashem. Over here, the level of prophecy was on a lower level. It was only vayomer, and it was only el Avraham. Whereas when he's in Eretz Yisrael, he attains the level of Vayera, God appears, and Elav, personally, to him. The Amalo, and what God told him was, Shebamakom she'etra'e eilecha b'marot elokim. And God told him, in the place that I will appear to you with godly visions, Shamra'aretz she'ileh telech. That is the land that you should go to. וזמה דכתיב לאלן ויעבור אברהם בארץ עד מקום שכם עד אילון מורה. And that's what the verse says over there. God, that Avram passed through the land till he reached the place of Shechem, till he reached Elon Moreh, Shaya Holech Haloch V'Nasoa, that he was traveling and traveling, Ad Asher Vayera Hashem El Avram, till he reached the point where God appeared to him. God tells him to travel, says the Slonim Rebbe, our whole Parsha is a fulfillment of that Lech Lecha. Avram does not rest until we reach the point of Vayera Elav Hashem. Ve'amalo shebamakom, I'm sorry, ve'az, and only then when God appears to him, Vayiven sham izbech l'Hashem anirei elav. I'm sorry, it's going on the beginning of the Parsha Vayera Elav Hashem, not the end of the Parsha, but he says, Avram was traveling until Hashem appeared with Vayera in our Parsha, and then Avram built a mizbech to Hashem Hanirei Lav that had appeared to him. Notice the stress is he erected the altar because Hashem was Nir'e Lav. God showed himself to him more than the speech that he had when he was still in Chutzarts. Shasam Izbeach, that the whole purpose of erecting this altar was Al Mashe Esig Lirot Et Hashem Yitbarach, that he attained the level that he could actually see God, whatever that means. Shekevan Sheba Mechutz La'aretz De'eretz Yisrael, that being that he came from Chutzarts to the land of Israel, hisig lirot et Hashem yitbarach bedarga yoter gvoha. He was able to see God on a higher level. Ve'af klapei madrega ruchanit ila'it kazo. And even compared to such a high spiritual level, when Avram is calculating, why do I go to the land of Israel? The physical doesn't interest him, and the spiritual doesn't interest him. What interests him is that he loves God. Halach Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. Avram went as God told him. Sheino chafetz lo v'gashmiut v'lo v'ruchniut. That he's not seeking not the physical nor the spiritual, ela, but rather his focus is kasher diber elav Hashem, to do as God told him. This is an amazing point. People sometimes come to yeshiva. They think, I came here, but what are I coming for? I came here to learn. It's not working. I know I have a mitzvah to work at making it work, but I expect to see fruits. Avram teaches us the exact opposite. You come because that's what you have to do. Do what you have to do. Now, obviously, you got to make it as fruitful as possible, but the focus, what's the drive? The drive is, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, if this is what God told me to do, let me do what I have to do. V'zeu lo'odiach ibatos shel Avram avinu lifnei ha'makom. And that's what it's teaching us. It's making known the love of Avram before God. Et godel chavivuto ve'avato l'Hashem yitbarach, his great fondness, his great love of Hashem, blessed be He. U'kmo she'amar Maran HaKadosh mikuvrin zchuto yagen aleinu, and just as the Holy One from Kuvrin, may His merits protect us, just as He said, v'chiributei she'Avraham avinu lo nisraf be'ur kasdim, is it such an amazing feat that Avram wasn't burnt in the fires of kasdim? Ributei shekivshan ha'esh lo nisraf melat ha'esh shel ahavat Hashem sheyakda b'Avraham Avinu. The amazing thing is that Avram goes into that furnace and he's burning of his love for God. He has such love for God, and could you imagine, he walked through that furnace and the furnace didn't burn from Avram. The Admor from Kurbin said the fact that his body wasn't scorched, that's not the miracle. The miracle is that he didn't scorch the furnace. So there's that, Shem will pick up over here next time.